slot.
I think that got into the tape there. This is Carl Kiefer after the 2014 Memorial Tournament, and I think I'm sitting with the winners of that tournament, Gary Cuthbertson, John Gordon, and
Greg McCann.
Greg McCann.
Rich Plummery.
Rich Plummery. Yeah. What did I say to John Gordon?
I'm not sure. Is he paying you extra? Okay.
Rich Plummery, Gary Cuthbertson, and Mr. McCann. Okay. And the more astute of our members will note that I only named three players, which is because their A player didn't show. Should we put him on the recording and say who it was?
I think I hate to bring up Matt Brunson's name, so we can keep him off this.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing to do. All right. So you guys played as a threesome, and who was the B player?
That'd be me.
You and the C player?
That was me, McCann.
And the D player, Mr. Plummery. All right. So did you feel like you were doing well, but for a threesome, but not knowing what your A player was doing?
Well, you never know. I mean, we kind of hammed and egged it. You know, Rich had a great front nine, shot a really good score, 41, as our D player. And when I was a C player, and I only played well when I was Uncle Woody. So, that was pretty good. And
what was
Gary
your
was playing pretty consistently, yep. So it worked out well, pretty well.
Okay, and so then did you know ahead of time you were going to draw in an A player?
We knew we were going to pencil in someone.
Okay.
Didn't know exactly the process or who.
All right, and then so what happened when you got in?
We got in and had a chat with McDermott, and
Bill McDermott, the attorney director.
Yes, he went through whatever process it is and told us that we got lucky enough to draw Randy Gaddis.
Did any money change hands?
Not that I'm going to admit.
Okay. All right, so you got Randy Gaddis for an A player.
Yes. Now, Randy does not get to participate in any of the winnings of our team.
Yeah, I know. He's out there whining right now.
He is whining.
Okay, so he doesn't get any of the first place money.
Nor does he get any skin money.
He just lends his score for your Uncle Woody A player responsibility.
And I am eternally grateful, or at least until the next tournament.
Okay, all right.
We ought to try this again next year. It's going to work pretty good.
So you played well, and then you drew Randy Gaddis.
Yes.
So it was a cold day, but warm for you guys.
Yes.
The money makes it better.
Warm okay. And fuzzy, yes.
All right, good. Amongst the three of you, who had the best shot of the day?
This year, who knows?
Birdie putt on six.
And number 10.
I had a birdie putt on six.
Ten?
Gary had that.
And
how far was that?
It was probably about 25 feet,
I would say.
Up the hill, breaking
right to left.
Yeah, it was on that. The pin was on that nasty spot. So if you're towards the middle of the green, you have to come up and gauge the break and all that stuff,
and get
it to stop by the hole.
I had a great shot on 10, which stopped about 40 inches, and I made my birdie putt there too.
A tee shot to 40 inches. Okay.
In the snow.
Mr. Plummer, do you have any good ones today? You had to.
Some decent shots.
How did you do on?
I had a birdie on one.
A birdie. Were you Woody?
I was not Woody.
No, you were the D player.
Yeah.
Right. So, how did you do as Woody?
I probably missed two foot putts.
Yeah.
Still shot 41 on the.
Wow! Excellent.
On the front.
We told him to open his eyes, but he did not.
Excellent. Mr.
I feel my hands now, finally.
Did you have a memorable shot that
you
want to share?
I have no memorable shots today. No, but I actually had two pars, and both those pars were on my when I was Woody, so I was happy with that.
Yes.
So that's about all I can say on my round right there.
So did you guys have open carts or covered carts?
We don't have the contacts that Robbie and Harold have.
Okay.
We like the Colorado outdoors.
Like those breeze in your face.
Did you hug a lot to stay warm or what?
I sat in Gaddis's cart for a little bit to stay warm after the turn.
Well, he was in Harold's cart.
That was nice. He told me to get out though.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to say to the members of the club or to your fans out there?
Well, I was really complaining about trying to have to play this morning because it's so doggone cold, but now it's nice out.
Yeah, it's okay.
We should do more like this.
Yeah. So. I would like to thank the Academy.
Okay.
You better wake up over there.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, another tournament done.
Under 30 degrees, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I was watching out there.
27 degrees.
That makes you
stud-worthy with only one good knee.
Yeah, we had icicles from our ball washer. I had icicles from my nose.
I'm glad you said washer.
All right, guys. Enjoyed it. Congratulations.
Thank you much.
See you next time.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate you saying washer.
I don't think I've stopped this thing yet.
Okay.